How do you feel when you hear the word evangelism?
Oh, if I'm being honest, I like slightly recoil a little bit, like, ooh. And it's probably because of, you know, you see those people with Bibles on the streets, like shouting at people, and that's what a lot of people associate with evangelism. Then it also makes me nervous because it's like, oh gosh, I have to go out and like put myself out of my comfort zone and talk to someone.
I'm not kidding. For probably 7 years, I had this belief that my faith needed to look like theirs and I need to express with the same passion and energy and just exuberance that they had. And that really made me feel like, oh, if I can't share the gospel in the same way that these two are, I probably am not going to be very good at it, or maybe I'm just not cut out for it.
On the other hand, I think there's a stigma even within many denominations of Christianity when it comes to terms like evangelism or evangelical, because they've been laden with a lot of political connotations.
I don't know if you've ever felt this way, Lizzie, but sometimes, like I said, you hear the success story and it can be a bit discouraging because you're like, oh yeah, but I see why that worked for you, but I'm just not buying
the same. That's never happened to me. Yeah, exactly. And if you're saying that, Ben, like as an evangelist, me over here, I'm like, okay, well, then it's justified that I'm feeling discouraged, because if he's feeling discouraged, okay, we're all in this together.
Evangelism is simply saying to other people what the Lord has done for you. There was a period in your life when you didn't have God. Now you have Him. What happened? What brought you to God?
Hey, I'm Lizzie Burke from the Luis Palau Association.
And I'm Ben Jack from Advance.
I'm based in Portland, Oregon, and Ben is in Manchester, England.
Yes, I am. And we're collaborating on a new podcast series called Exploring Evangelism Myths. Now, over the years, we've worked with thousands of churches across our organizations, and we've noticed that there are a handful of hurdles that hold believers back from sharing their faith. And so this is a series about overcoming those hurdles.
That's right. You know, we did not come up with these myths on our own. You'll hear from pastors and churchgoers, college students and professors, businesswomen and men, and even moms and dads. People across the Western world are trying to overcome similar hurdles around evangelism. We want you to know you're not alone. Because many of us wonder, is it better to let pastors and extroverts do the work of evangelism?
Many Christians feel awkward about having conversations around their faith and wonder to themselves, should I keep on trying?
Or what about in a you-do-you culture? Is evangelism even ethical?
And is evangelism just a single moment, or is it more of a long-term journey? Well, if you resonate with any of these ideas or know people in your life, church, or organization who do, then this series is definitely for you.
Because wherever you're at in your understanding of evangelism, this series is designed to inspire you. You really can share the gospel as you are with those you love.
So join us as we unpack 5 myths about evangelism. We're confident that this series is going to reframe how you think about evangelism and equip you with practical ideas to gain confidence, share your faith, and celebrate testimony along the way.
Start listening on January 25th and subscribe to the podcast at evangelismmyths.com.